Hi, pals, and welcome to the Disneyland Paris Show. Here's your hosts, Lucy, Chris, and Hugh.
Gosh.
And now, Disneyland Paris News. Price increases on food.
Destruction of the rainforest.
Fuente del Oro under scaffold.
Shanghai reopens.
New interactive game.
New coffee partners.
I had a feeling you'd like that one, Chris.
Well, I'm going to reserve judgment, but maybe.
Yeah, wait till you see what's coming. Mm. Hey there, hi there, ho there, Disney fans, and welcome to another rather festive Disneyland Paris show. It's festive only in the sense that it's December and we have snowflakes behind us, to be fair. I don't think we've got many festive things planned this week.
It smells festive.
It does smell festive, and that is because... Oh.
He's running off to find
he
it.
He didn't answer that.
Huge mulling.
We have a pan of mulled wine on the stove. And we are, yes, we record in our kitchen, just in case you're wondering why there's a stove in our recording studio. And Hugh is just dishing it up for us now, I believe.
Can I play it now, can I?
I think so.
You're okay. Not a bit premature?
Olé, it's your time. Together. Your tiki 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 cup in your tiki 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 cup. Well, you made yourself a beverage,
I'll
drink it up from your tiki 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 cup.
Hugh told me to press the button.
Yes.
It was go time.
Well, today we don't have tiki cups. Oh. We don't have tiki cups today. Well, we've got special cups for the mulled wine. Now, I found this German market mulled wine specific cup for £1 in a charity shop.
That's adorable.
Yes, please. Ooh, nice. Lucy has this paper chase kitsch Santa.
Oh, that's classic.
Mug. It's nice, isn't it? And Chris.
Oh, what have I got?
And Chris has the best one of all, which is the giant Sports Direct mug.
Thanks.
Look.
Do you want to swap? Because no, I can't drink with things with lips.
she uses a nose.
We've all got lips.
Let's swap. No, no one's taken a sip yet. Nice try.
Anyway,
Hugh. Nice try.
What's in your tiki cup?
What's in your... Do you know what? I was thinking
glue vine.
I was thinking about tiki cups. And like and that quite often all we have is some kind of dilute juice and it's nothing clever. But you guys drink all sorts of stuff. So why don't you message us and tell us what we should drink and then we can maybe make some of those drinks up. What do you reckon?
I like it.
Yeah.
If you do get mulled wine, it's best to get the one with the proper traditional Christmas label on it, like you find in Lidl or Aldi, and not one of these ones like Tesco that just says Tesco mulled wine on it. Come on. Have a bit of creativity, would you?
Can I just do a little non-Disney anecdote very quickly about that? We once went to a Christmas party at our friend's house and Hugh wanted to take some mulled wine and we had Tesco mulled wine.
It was Ben and Lacey's house.
And he stopped... I believe it was on the doorstep to decant the rubbish mulled wine into a nice bottle. He didn't care about the flavour of the wine. He just wanted it in a nice bottle.
It's all about optics.
Oh, yeah.
As they say. Anyway.
Interesting.
News?
Well, first of all, who's here?
Who are they? All aboard, please. I like someone tuning in for the first time being like, what was that? What did he say? Well, first in the chat today was me, because there was only a couple in at the start. And then we have, are you nearly there yet? Andrew Palmer's here, plus Sarah and Hoffmanestro. Scottish Claire, Mark Chester, David Wilson, Molly Does Disney, Fix-It Fox, Claire, Cheryl Yates, who is Nate? The Dunn family. Gemma Reeves. Full name Gemma. Miriam. Elgin. There's loads of you. John. Oh, Jimmy. I think that's it.
Well.
Wits Wanderlust is here too. Yeah. Hi, anyone. If I missed
sorry
you out.
Sorry if we missed you.
If I missed you out.
Did you get Miriam?
Let me know. Yes.
Okay.
I think I pronounced it weird though.
Whilst we're on...
I think I said Miriam.
Viewer struck listeners. I've had a couple of messages I wanted to bring. I have got some trip reports, but they obviously come later in the show. But I think these are worth mentioning now, so I'm going to mention them now. The first one is, we got a message today from Magical Worlds and Mysteries saying, this is a message for Lucy. Please let her know you have a listener from Kuwait.
Ooh.
Going to DLP on Saturday for the first time since I was four, and we're taking my nephews for the first time.
We need to start that 37 Disney Street map we keep talking about and put pins in it where our listeners are, because we're getting quite expansive now.
Quite the spread.
We?
Yeah.
We have Australia, Canada.
Kuwait's a good one.
New York, Kuwait.
You see, I think if we tried to do the alphabet, we would be needing a Q8.
Was it Nigeria?
Well, not anymore, we don't.
No, because we've got it.
We have Nigeria once.
We need Qatar as well.
Possibly. Possibly.
Hmm. And even Heckmanwijk. That's not actually true.
I've also got this to share with you. Mm-hmm. Helen Macro has been in touch.
Yeah.
And she sent us a picture of her new tattoo.
Oh, yes. I got this on instant message. That is quite special.
She says, hi, everyone. Just want to share my new tattoo with you all, as I know you will appreciate it. Still loving the show. We just had our Christmas trip and we'll try and find the time to do a trip report.
Is that an arm? That's my question.
Yes, back of an arm.
I would say that's an arm.
Yeah. Okay. Listeners, we're looking at a tattoo of Cinderella's castle.
And it's definitely on an arm.
Sorry. Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Yes.
Self-ding myself there.
Self-ding.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's quite accurate
Chateau
as well.
Château de la Belle au Bois Dormant.
Yes.
Well done. Well done.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah. Roxanne Cass says that they're watching from South Africa.
Wow.
Oh, Safa.
There you go. So there's another one to add to your list.
Excellent. Miriam enjoyed the way we pronounce her name. She said, it's fun hearing my name in English. I'm so used to it here in French.
Well, you've just heard Sleeping Beauty's castle in English as well.
I'm so used to
hearing it. I hope you enjoyed that.
Miriam. Miriam.
No, don't.
Miriam.
Don't do that, Huey.
Why not? Lucy's giving me like, what are you doing, eyes? I think it's fair to say Miriam in a French accent, isn't
okay.
it?
Yeah. Okay. The other message that I've had is from Laura Clarkett. I don't know if you remember, but a couple of weeks ago, we were asked some questions about the baggage drop service and whether or not you get things sent back to your room if you bought them.
Yes.
So she replied to say the Magic Express was the baggage drop service and it was a godsend. They took our luggage on arrival and got to our room, no problem. Then on the return trip, we handed them in at the hotel in the morning at checkout, then picked them up at the train station after spending our last day at the park. It was brilliant. They do send park purchases to your hotel too, which was great because we bought a lot. We did a lot of Christmas shopping there and treated our inner child selves. Thanks again. You're amazing. So there we are.
Well done about that.
The only other thing to mention is somebody commented on one of the videos that our accents are really difficult to understand.
I was hoping this was going to come up.
I just wanted to say from my point of view, from a technical point of view, if you click on the little button in the bottom corner, if you're watching this back, you can have auto captions and you can read what we're saying. And it might not be accurate, but then it'll be hilariously funny when it's not.
Yes. Mm. Now, Chris said that from our Disneyland, from our 37 Disney Street account. And I thought that was very diplomatic, but I was wound
That's
up.
Me.
So I went back on under my account and I said... it's no problem for anyone else.
Shove it.
We can't change our accent just for you, George.
To be fair, I don't think it was us. I think it was on one of my tips videos.
I watched it and you were very, very clear.
Was I very articulate?
Very. I mean, there aren't many accents where I think it's appropriate to go, I don't understand your accent, so I couldn't watch it to the end. You know what I mean?
No, but Yorkshire is definitely one of them.
Well, I guess
I don't know. Well, do you know that we've got more call centres per capita in the UK than any other region because we apparently have the friendliest accents?
Most trustworthy.
It's most trustworthy. Well. So the lights put complaint centres in Yorkshire because apparently we sound trustworthy and soothing and, you know, as if people who can help
like
you.
Care. Like we care. Because we do care.
We do.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't, if you're in a bad mood, you wouldn't want to get put through to Essex, would you? Is that controversial? Sorry, Essex listeners.
I was born in Essex, so it's a little bit rude if I'm
honest.
Oh,
Christopher,
listen
I'm
to this.
So sorry.
Miriam said my air in French is so difficult, but I did it great. Oh, should I say?
Remarkable.
Great. Thanks, Miriam.
Right, should we get on some news?
I'm going to call her Miriam from now on.
Miriam.
Miriam.
Okay.
Miriam.
Mary.
You can, okay. Right. I'm going to start in the middle of the newsreel because I kind of will get this out of the way first because it's not technically Disneyland Paris related. But Shanghai has reopened again. Can I just do a little rundown for you?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
It shut on 25th of January 2020 and reopened on the 11th of May. It was the first one to shut, but it was also the first park to reopen by quite a long way. But then it had more or less 2-3 years, and then it shut again on the 21st of March 2022 and reopened on the 22nd of June 2022. So in this time frame, I feel that time frame was possibly the period when the UK and Europe have been the most COVID-free, because it's beginning to creep back a bit now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it, of course, we had 2021 when it was always sort of a lingering threat. But that period, we were all going, oh, it's all right, it's gone now. But China having a resurgence. And then
China,
it shut again on the 31st of October. Now, I looked and I couldn't find an exact date for when it reopened, but it was saying a little under a month. It was shut for a little under a month. And another source said it was only reopened for 4 days before it had to shut again. And I know for a fact that it had to shut again on the 29th of November, and then it reopened 3 days ago on the 8th of December.
What
amidst
does it do?
Nationwide lockdown protests, because they basically have a zero case policy in China. So whereas we're tolerating surges here and there, I think it's the slightest sign. And so there've been massive protests, which, unlike Disneyland Paris, which has strikes and protests all the time, China doesn't tend to have big public protests. So I just thought it was interesting that while we're just living the life of Mickey Riley over here in Europe, Shanghai Disney cast members and fans and visitors have been suffering in that way.
I was talking about this just today, not about Shanghai, but about this time last year. We were talking about passes and forms you had to complete to go on planes and to go on boats and things, and we actually rebooked our holiday. We were supposed to go in February this year, yeah, and we ended up going in August because we weren't confident that things would be lifted, and we were still wearing masks in the parks, and it just seems like
it shut on Halloween, didn't it? Was that 2020?
Yeah, and the Christmas parties were cancelled, weren't they?
Was that 2021 or 2020? Time means nothing to me now.
Yeah, no, it was 2021. They didn't have the Halloween, did they?
No.
This time last year, things were just kind of back to normal for people who were French, but for the Brits, we weren't really allowed to travel anywhere, were we? And sometimes we were allowed to travel, but there were severe restrictions. Sometimes we weren't allowed to travel.
We just couldn't stop breathing on each other.
Headache. I forgot to take a mask to the hospital today, and, you know, they hand them out, so it's fine. But I was like, oh, yeah. As soon as I got there, I thought, oh, should have brought a mask.
He was at the hospital because we have a poorly eight-year-old.
Oh. She's fine. So, she's got some antibiotics.
Yeah, she's all right.
If only she'd take them damn things.
Oh, don't get me started. Right, anyway, so that's Shanghai. Mm. And that's what you kind of need to know about that. Let's go on to the...
Claire said it was 2020. I remember because Sam Forgod vlogged it because she was there.
So we're saying the Halloween parties did happen last year then?
Who knows? Like,
I'm not even kidding when I feel like the last 2 years have not happened.
It does feel a bit
so surreal. I can't even work it out.
Miriam says it was March through July 2020 and late October to June 2021.
Oh, the closings were, I know, but there was, certainly from Brit's point of view, there was real disruption last year, wasn't there? And there was a point where they still had quite severe restrictions, didn't they, in how many people they could have in the parks and things.
Mm. Cheryl's been at the hospital
three
today
or four
as
restaurants
well.
Open and stuff.
Sorry,
Sorry.
And if we have any international listeners, I just want to point out that this is not a COVID surge. There appears to be a bad childhood bug going around.
Yeah, viral things.
Strep A.
I hope she's okay, Cheryl. They've got antibiotics too.
Oh, no. Mr. Nativity, that's what Bonnie's bothered about.
Yeah.
This is Lucas's.
Sneak it into a chocolate milkshake if you're struggling. That's all we have to do.
Lucas and Ollie both have their Christmas shows at school this week. And just to make things a little bit busier, school have decided to throw in Lucas's bikeability sessions this week as well. So at the moment, Lucas gets a little bit anxious about the idea of getting poorly and missing stuff to the point where he doesn't sleep.
Oh,
And then he's tired and ill.
Yeah,
because he's not sleeping.
So he's not coping very well. And so Firstly, the idea of me coming tonight didn't thrill him, so we just kept quiet about it. But also, one of his friends has been poorly as well over the weekend. Not that he's seen her, but in the back of his mind, he's just thinking, everyone's getting poorly, it's going to be me next.
Oh, no.
We're trying to coach him through it, but it's hard.
I'm sorry. We won't breathe at you. Right.
I spent all week with you, Lucy.
I know. being children. Right. Price increases on food. Now then, this happened. We didn't have a show last week, as you know, because we were all busy being in our own nativity.
We were.
We were being children last week. We were playing children in a nativity show.
We were adults playing children in a nativity, and it was a little bit the play that goes wrong kind of thing.
Oh, it was good.
It was. There was people gasping for air. They were laughing that much, and I'm not even exaggerating, Emma boys. It landed. Let's just say it landed. Right, so this isn't this week's news, it's the week before, but we do need to talk about it. There has been major price increases on food. Now, this came very quickly in the wake of Bob Iger taking over from Bob Chapek. So there was a knee-jerk reaction on social media going, oh, well, nothing changes then. These kind of things that don't happen on a push of a button at midnight, this will have been in the works for a long time. And also, you've got to remember that to an extent, Disneyland Paris has quite a bit of autonomy and stuff like this. I mean, there will have people asking to see balance sheets and figures, and we need to see that your profits are up, but they make their own decisions. So don't blame Bob Iger. We're all rooting for Bob Iger, aren't we, to fix it, to fix everything that's wrong.
I'm waiting to see what happens. I'm going to hold my breath.
Indeed. So there's a few things. First of all, fairly quickly, people spotted an error on the Hakuna Matata menu, because the price of the Lion's Feast meal went up, and it went up above the cost of the three items that are in the meal added together, if you know what I mean. So there was quite a lot of chatting and moaning about that, and they fixed that this week to make it equal to. So they haven't put the price of the thing up so much. So it's now like...
I thought you were going to say, so they didn't put the price down. They just brought those three items' prices up to meet it.
Well, it is the Lion's Feast meal. So you could get the Lion's Feast on its own. You could get a drink on its own, etc. So they've brought the price of the Lion's Feast on its own up. Are you dying to say something?
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know what's happening here.
Are you holding your breath? Did you say don't hold your breath?
Sorry. Christopher, stop holding your breath.
Do we say your name? What do we do? I think
it... You just wait until you turn blue.
If Chris dies live on air, then we can only apologise. So we'll put a warning on at the start of the video just in case he dies.
I'm not entirely sure why I did that, but I started holding my breath. I
didn't know Lucy had said that, but my guess was...
No, I said I'm going to hold my breath.
That was all very confusing.
And then I did.
Oh, heck.
Sorry.
Right, I'm going to continue.
That was completely pointless.
So the price of the Lion's Feast has gone up. The price of the drink hasn't gone up, but the drink and the Lion's Feast added together now works out to exactly the same price as the meal deal. So the meal deal isn't a deal. It's just the price of the two things. Last week, it was €2 cheaper to not get the meal, which is bonkers. Anyway, basically, that was a typo, as much as we can say. Let's get down to what the actual problems are. Well, not problems.
Not typo, just bad maths.
Bad maths. So here are some of the price increases. Auberge has gone from 79 euros. Auberge de Cendrillon.
Cendrillon.
Okay. Auberge de Cendrillon has gone from 79 euros to 95 euros for an adult meal.
Wow.
I know.
79 to 95.
I know. That's a 16 euro increase.
I mean,
that's massive.
How long's that going to be for? To go up that much? To go up 16 euros in one step? Not like, it's gone up like three euros this year and then the next year.
Yeah.
Gas and electricity is doubled in price, and companies aren't going to find a way to cover that amongst other increases. That's the problem.
But I bet it doesn't come down.
No, of course it won't.
That's it now.
It'll catch up, won't it? Of course it won't.
There's one thing for sure. Well, the offerings aren't changing. Unless they're adding an extra princess, which they don't always include. And of course that...
16 euro princess.
I know. But the thing is with Auberge in particular is you've got premium, you've got Michelin star prices, and the food is generally acknowledged to be all right. Now, the thing is, I'm not particularly a foodie. We ate there once, it was fine. But people who know much more about this than I do just generally say, it's okay, but it is not Michelin star food. And you are presented with the Michelin star options and Michelin star prices. We understand that it's almost like paying for a dinner show because it's a character meal and it's in the Disney castle. Totally get that. But I think there's a real saturation point with that where you are paying for more than you are getting. I know what you're saying about gas and electricity and things, but I think it has to be cushioned within a reasonable price range. Mm. And it gets to the point where this is out of the of the offered.
I don't think people are going to shrug and say, oh, well,
no,
the things we can't see behind the scenes has gone up, so I'm happy to pay that.
For me, this is where we talked the other week about should we be voting with our feet. These are the kind of things that we can very easily vote with our feet.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just don't go. They won't have a choice, will they?
Yeah.
Waltz has gone up from 42 to 55. Now, that was on our bucket list for next time we went, and everyone said how amazing it is. That €13 each, that has...
That's cheaper than I thought it was, because I've never looked at the menu, so that's...
It's worth €55 for me, but also, I guess it'll make a few people think twice, because I think it's been incredibly popular since it reopened.
Yeah.
And maybe that's part of the reason, I don't know.
Yeah. Silver Spur, then.
And Silver Spur and Captain Jack's have only gone up three.
Small like
that's
it, I suppose.
Well, a round up to 45.
All of a sudden, I'm celebrating a price increase. Like, oh, three, that's fine.
Lucky Nugget, my personal favourite sit down in the whole park, is has gone up three.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's... I honestly wouldn't bat an eyelid at that. It's annoying that it's gone up, but I love it and we'll go for it. Manhattan has gone from 49 to 55. That's six. And Chez Remy has gone from 42 to 55. That's 13. Chez Remy, again, the same. It's like the food was all right. It was good. It was okay. These are not okay prices. These are premium prices. And I think that's just tipped it a bit.
I think the food is really good there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hugh does. It was me who was unimpressed.
I'm surprised, and I guess it's down.
I liked it, but it was very basic.
I am quite surprised that what was Captain Jack's? 45 now.
42 to 45.
So I'm quite surprised that Captain Jack's has only gone up by that much when Remy's has gone up.
Now the thing is that Captain Jack's is not an exclusively a la carte restaurant.
No.
We've frozen. Have we frozen for everyone else?
Let me look on here.
Wait a second.
Has my phone?
Yes, we have frozen.
We're frozen.
Excellent.
We have frozen.
I think the camera phone has just died on me. Right, hang on 2 seconds and I'll find a way to fix it.
Can I keep talking?
Yeah.
Yep. So you keep going just to...
Right. So, what was I saying?
You were talking about price.
Captain Jack's not being strictly a la
carte. So this price is presumed... there are some a la carte options that you can go for. There's like the captain's menu or the skipper's menu or what, I can't remember what they are. So this must be one of those. But I know that there are options where you can not have an appetizer or, you know, you can have entrees and things like that. You don't have to get a full meal. I don't think... Am I wrong in that? Is it an a la carte only?
No, it's like, Waltz and Manhattan as well. They've got.
Mm.
So your buffets then, Plaza Gardens has gone up seven from 38 to 45. La Catena has only gone up one from 34 to 35. Hunter's Grill has gone up seven from 38 to 45. Downtown and Cape Cod has gone up from 42 to 45. Pym Kitchen has gone up from 42 to 45. Crockett Ranch has gone up 1 to 35. Chuck Wagon has gone up 2 to 40. Now, they're a little bit more reasonable. Going up 1, 2 or 3 euros, I just see as general inflation, and Disney do this every year and I accept it. Plaza Gardens and Hunter's Grill going up 7 is a kicker, because they're my two favourites. And I wonder if they're doing what you said, Chris, and they're trying to regulate attendance. Do you know what I mean?
I think maybe a little bit. Turn people away from it. Or potentially, the other thing, drive more people to
The cheaper ones.
Well, that's the meal
plans. Meal plans,
because,
yeah.
Yes, you pay a bit more for your meal plan, but then you feel like getting more value for money because it works out like more value because you can go and eat all these different restaurants. I'm sorry it's so dark. Not a lot I can do about it. It's... The other camera battery has just died on me, so I'm just charging it up now. Might get it back on before the end. We'll see what happens.
I should catch up with some people in the chat, though. Jen Wren says, evening, due to go to DLP on Thursday, hopefully. Magical by Sarah is here and says, hey, everyone, sorry we're a little late. Was just grabbing a cocktail. Ah, yeah.
Oh, no, I've got mulled wine on my new jumper.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. What else? Caitlin's here. Some other people have turned up. So, hello to everybody. Fever Pitch Quartet.
Bob.
Oh,
that's Bob.
Of course it's Bob, yeah.
He's just passing through as we have company. Sorry, I have to go a little bit sundime at times. I don't have to at all.
Are we nearly there yet? It says the best meal we had was New York sandwich. Wouldn't pay the excess for character meals rather than have an extra day. There was another one I wanted to read out.
See, that's an interesting way of looking at it. You could potentially get an extra day.
Morgan C says, is the food at DLP comparable to the dining rooms on the cruisers? We've done several cruises out of the US and we thought those restaurants were mediocre, honestly. It's like wedding banquet food.
I would say yes, they are comparable to that. However, I really enjoyed the food on the cruises. I know what you're saying. I do know what you're saying. But if it's got good flavour and it's... You know, I liked it.
I got very defensive of Captain Jack's this week on a popular Disneyland Paris advice Facebook page.
Oh, you need to stop going on those pages, Chris.
People were asking these very questions. You know, what was it like? Is it worth it? It looks like an uninspiring menu. And I just said, look, you can't say something that's Caribbean influenced, that's fish dishes, is uninspiring because you don't like fish. That just means it's not what you like.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not a fish guy, and I loved that restaurant. There's other things to eat.
The quinoa salad was absolutely superb, I thought, and I thoroughly enjoyed the fish dish that I had as well. But me, when I go and do things, and I guess the big thing for me is that we've always had the meal plan. We've always had one. So when we've gone to eat, we just thought, well, we'll go try it. If we don't like it, we've got another meal coming up anyway, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. And I like to experiment with my food and not just eat the same, you know, chicken nuggets or pizza or whatever every time I have a meal. So for me, it's perfect. And I think it is fine dining. I think all of those places are.
I would say Captain Jack's is the best.
I think Captain Jack's is the best themed. I think Waltz is definitely up there, one of the best. Manhattan is absolutely superb restaurant. Really, really superb restaurant. I understand why people don't like Chez Remy, but again, it's French cuisine. It's really good. I found it very, very good. I thought the steak that I had was superb. So
I love the atmosphere. Absolutely. And we had a brilliant server as well. And I would go again for those reasons, but I was disappointed with the food.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Roxanne.
Right.
Roxanne just joined. Hello, Roxanne.
Destruction of the Rainforest. Rainforest Cafe.
Yes.
I like how you left the word cafe off that headline.
Yeah. It's what on its way out, guys. This is part of the phased rehashing of the village. Thing is, they're not closing the village and it is a thoroughfare. So we are in for 2 plus 2, 3, 4 years of a lot of destruction going down there as they do one facade at the time. And it is the turn of the rainforest. The giant mushroom and the crocodile pit have gone. Now, thing is, that mushroom, that's really like core Disney memory for me, is it kind of been the first magical thing, the magical mushroom that you see walking from the hotels. And I have such a vivid memory of when I went with my mum when I was a teenager and passing that and not even knowing it was a chain restaurant. Yeah. Just this amazing facade. I didn't know what was behind it. I just thought it was all part of Disney. And I am sad to see it go. But change happens.
I haven't told the boys the crocodile's not going to be there next time we go. I think they'll be quite upset about that. They love going and seeing the crocodile.
Why did they? Oh, it's a shame. I did that with Café Rouge. There was a Café Rouge in Leeds and we went there and I was like, what a lovely quaint place. Now, the thing is, Dave Gorman has done the exact same thing with a Café Rouge in Edinburgh, I think. And he's done a whole bit about it. He went into a Café Rouge thinking it was like this quaint little place. And I did the exact same thing in Leeds about 10 years ago. And then I mentioned it at work. I went, oh, I went to that Café Rouge in Leeds. And someone said, oh, yeah, it's awful, isn't it? All the food's microwave because it's a chain. And I went, yeah, chain.
They do a really good beef bourguignon.
It's no Merry England, though, is it?
Bourguignon.
Let's be honest.
Bourguignon.
Bourguignon.
She also says bourguignon.
They still have Merry England in Huddersfield.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, they
think
do.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I love a Merry England. That's like a coffee shop should be.
Yeah. Oh, I had the nicest cup of coffee I've ever had in a Merry England. It was so thick.
You always have nice cakes and stuff as
thick
well.
Thick like gravy.
Oh. No, but it's thick and sweet and gloopy.
If you don't know what we're talking about,
like a milkshake.
You haven't lived.
I want to do a shout out quickly to Jen Wren says, can we give a shout out to her kids? Eli, who's 9, and Aura, who's going to be 4, when they'll hopefully be in DLP.
Ooh, that's a lovely place to turn 4. Yeah.
Here you go, Aura.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Have a great time, Aura. Gosh.
Yay.
My voice is still knacked because I went to a work Christmas party on Friday.
Ooh.
And I shouted a lot.
Andrew Palmer said the concept art for the Disney Village is dull. I kind of stopped myself saying this a minute ago because I didn't want to be really negative.
It often is these
days. when they get rid of these big, huge, over-the-top theming things that I personally love about Disney, and then they turn it all into kind of a rather tasteful, Hilton Hotel feel, kind of, a shopping village feel. It upsets me a bit, my taste.
They take
other people
out,
like
they're
that.
Doing the same with the hotels.
Oh,
in the States.
You must be grumpy.
That was for you, Andrew.
Well, for me too.
And me.
But I think it's a taste thing. Other people would prefer the understated, but I just don't think understated is Disney.
It's not why we go to Disney. I don't go there for like a nice looking posh hotel. I want
Corporateville.
But at the same time, I don't want characters in the Polynesian, please. So, there's a fine line, and if you could just come to me first and see what I want.
Yeah. Thing is, we do tend to want the same things other people want. We're not alone in these opinions,
the
are we?
Thing.
I think, anyway.
I've got that right.
Know your audience, Disney. I think it's going to be expanded quite a lot. They're going to go around the back of that area. We're going to get an extra courtyard. There's going to be fountains, I think I saw. So, hopefully long term it'll be good.
Chris, I'm thirsty.
Oh, do you have a preference?
No.
Excellent. What you're going to get then is the first thing that comes out of my thing. Here's a root beer, sorry.
And we remember that this is a twisty top, so...
Oh, it is. Yes, you're right.
There we go. Thank you.
I
was just thirsty, that's all. And if you're thirsty at home, do remember to keep hydrated.
Do I like root beer? Do you know what I'm going to do? I've got a black cherry. I'm going to have a black cherry now, and then I reckon, because I don't think I like root beer.
I do.
He's spilt over, ladies and gentlemen.
I like things that taste like bandages.
Oh, man.
And that does...
Right, I've just made a mess. I'm just going to have to go wash my hands and stuff.
Mark Chester says his boy said they should convert Planet Hollywood into a Death Star restaurant. Good lad.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Good lad, Mark Chester.
That's brilliant. And all the servers are Imperial officers who are just kind of snooty.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
I mean, yes. why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
That's genius. Oh. He needs to get that on a postcard to Bob Iger right
that?
Now.
Mark Chester's boy. Well done, Mark Chester's boy.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Hugh, do you like a double dip?
Yeah, I'll have a double dip.
Because that's what this tastes like. You know the double dip?
Oh, I thought you meant like have two different drinks.
No, but do you like a double dip? Like a sherbet double dip?
They're all right.
That's nice.
I love them.
That cherry... is very nice.
Fuente del Oro. Oh,
that was Luke. Luke said that. Luke. That was a wonderful idea, Luke.
Fuente del Oro is under a themed tarp and it will be until June 2023. It's under scaffold at the moment. They're waiting for the themed tarp. So
will
right
they
now...
make the themed tarp into something afterwards?
Oh... Are they going to do that for everywhere? I would.
Well, I wish they would.
As long as the yellow in the fountain.
I was saving this for later, but is now the time to talk about the theme tarp?
Do it.
Go on.
Yeah, do it.
Since I've pushed you into it.
You may as well know that I commissioned...
Do you want me to empty this first?
No, because there's all my...
It looks more practical with stuff in it.
College stuff in it. I commissioned Aaron to... I solicited Aaron to go and get me a bag from Disneyland Paris that was made out of the theme tarp that covered the castle. And he did. And it arrived. And I'm happy. Now, thing is, it is quite plain.
You've got to try not to knock the table because the camera's wobbling like mad and we're making everyone travel sick.
And then, so that's a... Is it a brick or a rock?
It's both just bricks and rocks. Unfortunately, I haven't managed to get a bit of... A bit of the blue scalloped tile, which is what I was after, but I didn't think I would because I think that they did those first.
Oh, they're long gone.
But I don't care because I really like it. It's quite understated. And the important thing is that I know what it
is. That's what I love about it. I love that it's massively understated. Not being funny, but no one's going to want to nick it.
No.
Well, they're not, though, are they? And yet it is priceless to you.
Yes.
So I think that's fantastic. I love it.
Eli, the best Disney snack I've ever had. It's quite a simple one, and it's the Cheshire Cattail in Fantasyland in Florida. And they do pastries just like this in Paris as well. It's just like a chocolate pastry, but then it had a bit of fondant icing on top.
Chocolate twist.
And it was just
Danish.
It's just a simple. You can buy them in the UK. Little chocolate twists. And it was a Cheshire Cattail themed, and I loved it. Other than that, it's obviously the Mango Whip, which is now gone.
Defunct Mango Whip.
Yeah. We have a t-shirt about that. You can buy it on our shop. tpublic.com/ probably 37 Disney Street, maybe.
Do you think the tarp like that went to the Loro will have the cone of shame on it?
Well that's what... I hope so.
Because you'd want that bit of tarp, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I would just want that yellow cone.
I'm interested to know what they're doing to Fuente del Oro because I really love that it's there in Frontierland, but it did just start to look a little bit rough. Probably because of the cone of shame, but it just starts to look a bit flaked and stuff. So I don't know if they're going to... We don't know what they're doing, do we? June 2023 is not that long a period. No, I know it seems
and
it.
And I said, but we're probably not going to go back by then, are we? So, so it's not too bad for us. And we never go in.
But not the... it seems like a long period, but to do a full refit, I don't think that's quite long enough. But I am wondering if they're going to slightly re-theme... maybe to Coco or something like that. Or if they're just touching up. They can easily just touch up for 6 months, can't they?
Mm.
Sometimes that is all they do. But I do hope they do something with that cone of shame. You're affectionate
Chris is
to
giving
it.
A look. He's trying to weigh up if he's got enough battery to last the rest of the show. That's what that face was, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's an easy switch over if it's not, though. And that camera's just horrible.
Okay, well, we can do it for 10 minutes at least, can't we?
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. Anyway, while he's doing that.
Okay, let's continue. Just two more bits of news. Ooh, I did well this week.
Miriam says the pineapple Dole Whip is better and I will die on that hill. I do like a pineapple whip float that they do in Paris with the ice cream. Rather than a Dole Whip, I just like it with ice cream and some sauce, pineapple sauce.
Mm.
But hey, Miriam, if that's what you're into, then that's fine.
There is
to reset it, so
a new interactive game at Newport Bay Club called Discovery Quest. You need a smartphone and you pick up a map from reception and you scan a QR code to take you to the website-y thing. And then it takes about 30 minutes to an hour to go round the Newport Bay and discover treasure, find clues, do things like that. I think this is great for Disneyland Paris. There are quite a few things like this in Disney World and on the Disney cruise ships as well. There's some decks where you can go around and do similar things, and they are a lot of fun. We've done one in Frontierland, haven't we? Adventureland at Walt Disney World, the Pirates Quest one.
We've got all the cards. Oh, except one. I think we need to go back and show them. And say, we didn't get this final card.
Yeah. I think we did. No, I think we got them all, did we not? Because
sure
we did it like a jigsaw.
One because they ran out.
Oh, okay. But it's good that it's at a hotel because it means that it gives you more to do if you're going to do a resort day or a hotel day. Having said that, resort days or hotel days are quite rare at Disneyland Paris because people tend to go for shorter times. So I don't know how many people are going to have time to spend half an hour to an hour doing something like this. But maybe this is what they're trying to do, promote longer stays. I hope it becomes resort-wide. I hope they have them in other areas. I hope they have them in the parks because they are quite fun. But yeah, good use of technology. And if you don't do it, you don't do it. So it can only benefit, can't it? It doesn't get in anyone's way. Yeah. So let us know if you do Discovery Quest at Newport Bay. Let us know what it's like.
David says, I think the app is a clever way of making the hugeness of Newport Bay less scary. Now it's a fun place for exploring.
That's a very valid point.
That's how I think about
it. It does have those shining corridors.
So the camera says it's working now, but it's blatantly not. So we'll just have to make do with what we've got, I'm afraid.
Yep. Try one more time. Are you going to try one more time?
Yeah, I mean, I keep trying, but I'll try one more time. You never know.
Yeah, we'll disappear for a second and then come back.
So we've also got new coffee partners at DLP. Shall I give you this is two separate bits of news rolled into one headline. Number one, they've now got a catering partnership with Lavazza, and they will work with the resort to develop exclusive drinks that will enhance the magic. I presume it's going to be pumpkin spice latte at Halloween and, you know, that kind of thing.
Fine by me.
Exactly. But yeah, so Lavazza will be in coffee locations doing themed coffees and other hot beverages, caffeinated beverages. But then the other bit of, I suppose this is rumour, is a DLP reported. That's a funny sentence. DLP report reported.
DLP report lived up to the name.
Yeah. That Starbucks has placed a planning application to convert the Market House Deli into a Starbucks.
Oh, now, God, no.
No, really. The first bit of me went, oh, that's a shame to have a theme thing. But we have seen these done in other... they've got one in Cheyenne, haven't they? Cheyenne, Hotel Cheyenne. Mm-hmm. We see them in Disney World.
That hotel is not Main Street USA.
No. But they've got one on Main Street USA in Disney World, and you do not know it's a Starbucks. They don't have a massive... I think they've got a logo like the size of a 50p underneath the main thing. You don't know until you get inside and they've got the products that it's Starbucks. They don't advertise it. They're very well themed. They take the responsibility very seriously to sort of become part of the Disney thing. And we have moaned so endlessly about the lack of systems in quick service and coffee locations that to have an experienced company like Starbucks, who, let's face it, Chris, they know how to serve coffee.
That's true.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored.
If you don't know what size a 50p is, any international listeners, it's our second biggest coin.
it's smaller than it used to be.
Is it smaller than a £2?
I think so.
I think it's about the same size. It's just a different shape. Oh, he's going to see if he's got...
No, I've got 20 pence. That's all I've got.
Do you remember when 5p's used to be massive? And 10p's used to be huge?
Yes.
Do you remember 5-franc coins? Do you remember that?
Do you remember half pennies?
I remember spending half pennies.
Yes, it's our second largest coin. I've just put UK coins in size order.
After the £5 coin.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, the £5 coin, which you never see.
Which nobody uses. I've never seen a £5 coin.
I used to work in banks, I've seen many of them. I've also seen some from... Charles and Diana's wedding that were commemorative coins that are worth 25 pence but are exactly the same as a £5 coin, and I've given people £5 for them and not realised until afterwards and did the bank out of a lot of money.
Oops.
What?
Yeah.
And that's why he now works in...
That's why I don't work in bank anymore.
That's why he's a butcher.
So I am not against this Starbucks location. I think that they've proved that they've even got a location in Animal Kingdom, and it's as exciting and themed and quirky as anywhere else in the park. I think they'll do a good job, and I think they'll serve a better coffee, because we have nothing but moans to go with coffee at Disneyland Paris.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I'm incredibly grumpy about the coffee in DLP.
So I don't drink coffee, so I really don't have an opinion. But by osmosis, I have Chris's opinion.
The coffee's fine. I mean, it's not good, but it's fine. It's the time it takes for it to be served.
Serviceable cup of joe. We have the video. Should we do that now?
Ooh.
I'm done with... that's all she wrote.
We've also got pictures of food from Christmas as well that we had left over from last time.
Yeah. I've got time for everything.
And we've got a trip report. So what of those things would you like?
We've got 16 minutes-ish. We do run over if we get in the mood.
Should we do the video and then
Yeah.
Then we'll see how much time we've got left, rather than, because that's a set time, isn't it? So rather than the other way around.
Okay, well, oh, goodness me, I've gone to the wrong screen. So this is a video. It's from Mark Chester. It's about 6 minutes long.
Mark's in the chat. He says we sampled a lot of the new coffee. Double thumbs up.
I've watched it and I thought it was sweet and I wanted you guys to watch it as well. But I thought also there's room for us to talk over the top of it if we get bored
or whatever. I'm sure we won't, Mark.
So yeah, here it is.
Okay. Arrived safe and sound in the Sequoia Lodge. Nice and cosy and Christmassy down in reception.
Oh, Christmas.
I do like the vibe in here. I know that on the show that there's people that prefer Newport Bay, but there's something a bit more cosy about these ones, which I love. Maybe it's the hippie of me, because as soon as you go and peer out the window, you get loads of trees.
Can't wait for that place to be refurbished and have a look inside. And there's my cheerful teenage son somewhere. There he is. Bring on the Disney magic.
What's this vlog? What's
first ride of the day, day one, Phantom Manor. It's got me done.
Good choice.
Don't like this ride,
it's always small world.
See if I can leave her behind.
Yeah.
It appears everyone is doomed at Phantom Manor.
If it wasn't for 37 Disney Street, we would have never have thought to come down to Boot Hill.
Ah, yeah.
The geysers, geysers, whatever you want to call them, natural stroke, unnatural phenomenon. Yeah, it's really cool down, and nobody comes down here. It's spooky, it's great. This is the first.
Have a cigarette.
On the riverboat crossing.
Nope, no.
So, last one of the day, so we got quite lucky.
The Molly Brown.
Early magic hours, and we're on ride number 3, Star Tours. 5 minute queue. We did Peter Pan first, straight on. Pipe Space Mountain, straight on.
Yeah,
with Julie.
But we haven't had breakfast, that's all I can say.
I want to place my argument for
Darth Vader waffle.
Pirates of the Caribbean being the second best castle in Disneyland Paris. Okay, it's four, but it's got turrets and stuff, so I think it falls into the same category. Who's with me?
Fair enough.
The debate goes on. Come on, like, you've got the flora, you've got the turret. This has got to be the second best castle. Look at it, Majuli.
I can be with that.
What's the second best castle? Don't say Alice Labyrinth, Queen of Hearts, because it ain't. Look, you, come on. It's good to be bad.
I'm
just come out of the rhythms of Pride Land show.
I forgot that was back.
And
on.
What did we think?
Weird
with
it in winter.
Oh, it was a bit emotional.
A bit Cirque du Soleil, a bit West End production. Some of the singers were amazing. Nothing more to say. Come and see it. I've travelled to another country, and yet I still can't escape the mother-in-law.
Oh no, you didn't.
Is it magical? Really magical? Yeah. Look at that big smile on your face.
It looks so pretty.
Just walked down Main Street from the castle, heading up towards the exit, and just as the lights come on the buildings, there was a joint unison voice of "Oh," which is kind of funny. But yeah, it's looking really Christmassy in DLP. Lounge by Heaven. Spoiled for choice in here. That's my favourite one. Somebody. One of the advantages of watching DLP show is finding out where the best toilets are. Apparently they were behind Toad Hall.
Ah, yeah.
Yep.
In there.
And they've got good signs right. as well. Look at the signs.
Well, they're quiet.
Oh, drone show! That blows my mind every single time. Oh.
So, according to DLP, or more specifically, Hugh, Mr. Rain, the best castle in Disneyland Paris.
Is yep. right behind me.
Absolutely.
We're going in.
The world.
That guy's giving me jip in French.
What's the vote?
Let me be clear. Your implication in this act of betrayal would be most unfortunate.
I think you're right in not trusting her. I've not trusted her for 30 years.
Nearly as tall as Vader.
Last stop of the day, Walt's restaurant. Brilliant way of finishing it. My boy loves the fact that I've been doing these vlogs. Don't you, Luke?
Yay!
There you go.
So that was Luke who was all embarrassed, but I am so impressed with his imagineering skills. Absolutely, that, yeah. You know, you should become a Disney pundit.
I was saying to the guy, I was whispering to the guys, we're very quiet when we talk over this. I think Lucy wasn't, but me and Chris were. And Chris said, I think you're overthinking it.
You are a bit quiet today, Hugh, but you're quite away from your mic, I think, that's all.
Oh, I was very loud when we started, so I eased off.
That's made me all jealous. That's the thing. It's, you know, you go about your life, you forget about Disneyland Paris for a minute, and then you see it and you go, oh, I want to be there.
Yeah, really.
And I really love Christmas at Disneyland Paris. We're going next year, though. Next year for Christmas.
Oh. Oh, yeah, go on then.
Oh, did you say we had to go for Halloween before we could go for Christmas?
No, I wouldn't mind going for Halloween, but I like Halloween here. I just don't... For me, Halloween should take place in the suburbs.
Indeed. Mm. Indeed, indeed.
So what do you want to do next then? Do you want to look at Christmas food? Because we're getting a bit late for Christmas food, aren't we, if we don't do it now?
Yeah, we're going to do it now. Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Yeah. Have we given appropriate thanks to Mark?
Oh, thanks, Mark. There you go.
Yes, Morgan, we'll be in Walt Disney World in February.
That was a lovely little video.
Halloween days.
And a memento of your trip forever.
Not Halloween.
Or
Valentine's
until the YouTube
Day.
Servers explode.
If any of the rest of you fancy doing videos and want to send them in, then we will try and play them. I know I've been terrible in the past, but it was actually really, really easy this time for me to sort that. So
keep them short.
Yeah.
And we can play
the point. And bear in mind that we'll probably talk over the top of you. But yeah, that was really good.
That was excellent.
Liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Was that good? Enough thanks?
Yes, it was.
That's all you're getting, Mark.
Yeah.
We're done with that now. Okay. All right. Right. Moving on.
I don't know if you heard Lucy remarking on how tall he was compared to Vader.
Right, this is all set out so that the camera of us is in view and everything, but obviously the camera's not working, so we're not there. But here are some pictures. Here we go. So
food guide.
It's the food guide.
Oh, I like it already. We're looking at two drinks with gingerbread men sticking out the top of them, some mint. So that's a Santa's mocktail.
I didn't, and I love a mocktail. Lucy loves a mocktail. Lucy doesn't generally drink unless it's Amarula at Christmas. And so I always like to go and get mocktails in special bars. And I didn't spot those gingerbread men poking out the top. Do you think they're like fondant? Or do you think the biscuits that you can eat? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
It could be amaretto biscuits. No, what's the kind of... Oh, I don't know. The soft sort of...
What was it, Mark?
Marzipan-y.
What was it, Mark?
Marzipan-y biscuit.
I don't think I want a biscuit in a clear... It's okay in a creamy drink, but in a water-based drink.
I like the fact that it's red and the ice on top is creating like a Santa's sleeve effect.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Very good.
I like it.
I like it a lot and I would probably get it gingerbread man or no gingerbread man.
I want the gingerbread man. Gingerbread and soft.
Gingerbread and soft. There you go. Huh? Okay. Yeah. Why don't we think? Yeah. Why don't we just assume they were gingerbread men made of ginger?
I don't think of the flavour of ginger going with the flavour of strawberry or cherry or whatever that is. But Okay, I would try it.
Hmm. Next up,
Mrs. Claus's poultry and mushroom pie.
I'll pick out the mushrooms and I'll have that happily.
hearty. That's the word for that. That is hearty
it
fare.
Looks massive, doesn't
it? It does, yeah.
It looks like it's for six.
No, it says Disney Hotels and LaGrange at Billy Bob's. So that is a buffet restaurant
fare. The previous one was from Disney Village.
And Plaza Gardens. So that will be in slices. So, yeah, I'd go for that. Although I'm not big on savoury pastry.
She doesn't like a wet pastry.
A wet pastry. I like pork pies.
You don't like a wet pastry? The wet, like... soggy pastry is the best thing.
I don't like a wet gravy strewn pastry. Oh, sorry.
You're wrong.
I know.
Next up we have...
Next slide, please.
Massive cake.
Strawberry Snow Delight.
We're looking at three tiers of a cake with a red coating and some white stars or pale blue or
like a white chocolate
violet
bauble on top, is it?
Yeah. And it says 30 on it. That's just pretty. That's very French.
Yeah.
That's high-end.
It looks like it's
delicacies.
Lighter than air.
It does.
It does, doesn't it?
I suspect it's mousse-based. These things often are,
oh,
aren't they?
Yeah. Oh,
is
I
that,
want that
now,
right now.
That?
Well, looking at the person opposite appears to have a similar dessert, maybe not the same. I would say it's probably about...
Ah, because I thought
three
that was
high.
Large, like a wedding cake, but it's not, is it? It's
yeah,
like a single
tiny.
Serving.
Oh, look, there's little stars.
The French like to do
little
cakes, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
French like to do little
they
cakes.
They do petit fours. That looks,
well,
I would order that. That looks delicious.
Say.
I don't even know what's in it.
No, it doesn't matter, does it?
Nope.
Yeah, it'd be
it's
nice.
Strawberry and snow delight.
Oh.
Sweet gift.
So
I don't. The name's not as good on that one.
Sweet gifts. Well, this is Victorian home style restaurants. Victoria's do like high tea style. I don't know if they call it high tea because that's a British thing. But you know your miniature plate of snacking sweets. So these are small snacking sweets, and we've got a gorgeous little Rudolph biscuit.
Well, you say that, but you think on the like publicity photograph, they'd take one way. Doesn't look like he's melting.
His eyes do look a little bit wonky, doesn't he?
Do you know what this is like? Do you know when you come back from the buffet, like you've had all your savoury, and you go back to the buffet, and you see all those desserts, and you come back with about four or five desserts, and you just think this
favorite
is an obscene amount of cakes. That's what this is a plate of. Those.
I need to learn from. I love buffet restaurants at Disneyland Paris. Don't come at me. I know some of you don't. I love them. But I need to learn to have less main course so that I can really abuse the dessert trolley. Because I do. I get one of everything. And then that means you've got 12 tiny little things. And then it's like it's too much and it doesn't work.
Agreed. I do that every time. Is that it? No. Here we go. This is the Christmas raclette burger.
Something about
Christopher
a burger wrapped up in
raclette
paper like that.
Burger.
Oh dear. You know what I mean? Something about a burger. Like I'm seeing this burger wrapped up in this paper, and I want whatever's inside that.
It looks chunky as well.
It's,
you know, when you get
dirty,
burger,
greasy Christmas present. No, but I do like a flat, wet McDonald's burger. Though.
Oh yeah.
I like it to be pathetic looking. I don't like a big, fluffy, dry one. I want a flat, wet one.
Where the cheese hasn't melted.
Yeah, the more rubbish it is,
the box,
the more
I
enjoy it.
The lid's hanging off the burger. It's just slightly.
Yeah,
to the
and
side.
The cheese is stuck to the lid.
Yeah.
I love all that. I'm not even being sarcastic. I love a bad burger.
However,
that's very me.
That doesn't look like a bad burger. And raclette, I love melted raclette.
What's
how
festive does it look at Cafe Hyperion though in the background?
I know.
It's got a Mickey's Choco igloo.
I know.
Yeah.
And are those just on
the
chips,
little...
or have they got some kind of gorgeous spice
on
them? Because they look a little bit.
It's an actual white igloo dessert with a Mickey on it. Is it ice cream or it's chocolate?
Like,
it's chocolate, isn't it?
It'd be one of the mousses.
It'll be one of the mousses.
It'll be
dumb
a Mickey
mousses.
Cake.
Yeah.
I like the idea. It's just pure, solid white chocolate. All solid all the way through.
Oh.
It won't be.
Cafe Hyperion and N... I can't say this.
What you
the one? It's the one that's in Studio One in
Studios. I can't read it.
Onkulis.
But you know the main quick service that's in Studio One in the Walt Disney Studios park. It's that one.
Miriam says, "I'm getting this on Sunday. It's a tip. We have to be able to watch the Videopolis show without waiting hours. The dessert is out of the menu now, though."
I did see someone on Twitter, I think it would be a DLP report again, saying that, it would have made you laugh. I'm going to find it.
Speaking of laughing, Scottish is falling off the sofa laughing at the bad burger chat.
You know what we mean.
Do you know what? A good T-shirt, I'm thinking it's pink, It's just black writing with like a little bit of a design work and a little picture, and it just says Bad Burger Club.
Do it. I would buy that shirt.
I could knock that up in tomorrow at lunchtime.
I think that's it. That is it. We're back to the tattoo. There you go. Something excellent. Really funny is going to happen now. Are you ready for this?
We got through it.
We're going to appear in duplicate when I go back to the thing. Look. Ooh.
I'm just going to find this post really that made me chuckle from the DLP report, and then I'm going to retweet it, and then I'm going to show it to you.
And then it's time.
Because he will appreciate it. And then we're going to be doing our after show extra magic time, which is just for Patreon members. If you want to join our Patreon, it's only £3 a month, and you get extra content for us. You get to stay for an extra 20 minutes and ask us anything you want after the show. And it doesn't have to be Disneyland Paris related. It can be anything Disney related, Disney Plus, Walt Disney World, international parks.
Speaking of that, we do have a Patreon shout out to do as well.
Oh, yay.
Should we do that while you're sorting that? Or?
Well, can I just show this first because it's relevant? I've just retweeted it on Twitter, so if anyone wants to go on.
I was just looking for that a second ago, actually.
So they've got these rather gorgeous snacks, and they've got a macaroon.
They're
macaron.
Macaron, but it looks like Macarena.
Which is... Macaron. It's not going to show up.
It's called Macaron. That's what it's called.
Like Rudolph. And the post is Disneyland Paris has sold out of its most popular snack. And I just had to show it to Hugh because he has this big rant about all the snack stalls always being sold out of the current novel snacks.
Yeah, they won't have this.
No, they don't. Nope. They don't, apparently. I don't know if they've got the cheesecake on a stick, but they don't have the macaron or macaron.
Right. So, Patreon shout out. Alan Johnson says, "Hey, hope you guys are good. I've been enjoying the EMT since subscribing to Patreon and like the Walt Disney World and Star Wars chat. I'd love a shout out from Hugh in the style of Obi-Wan Kenobi, please."
To Alan?
Me, my wife Charlotte, and our friend Rachel and Tom are off to DLP just before Christmas. Decorations come down early January for a few nights. We'll be riding Star Tours and on the lookout for nasty Empire droid looking to ruin Christmas, and we'll be sure to report back to Obi-Wan, aka Hugh, to save Christmas for everyone. Challenging enough for you as a shout out?
What, just to do Obi-Wan?
Yeah, shout out
Obi-Wan. A generic Obi-Wan. But like,
that's when you
I'm probably going to be doing the Clone Wars guy.
Yes, it is.
That was John Lennon. I'm going to do the guy. I'm going to do the guy.
I could do John Lennon.
Imitating what's he called? The other Obi-Wan. Ewan McGregor imitating Alec Guinness.
Okay.
Hello there. Alan. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time. That's it.
You have to say long time twice.
I could also say, Alan, never will you find a more wretched man of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Miriam is asking...
I don't mean that, Alan.
Our Twitter handle is... Thank you for prompting us, Miriam. It is at 37 Disney Street, the number 37 Disney Street.
And if you've got trip reports, like Laura Skinner says in a trip report, which we'll try to do next week, although we'll be Christmas partying next week. We are, aren't we?
So we are. I don't know what we're doing.
If we make it back in time from the Santa train, we will, won't we? Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we picked up both those questions? What's your Twitter handle and what's your Patreon name?
It's 37 Disney Street. Is the Patreon
The numbers again. It's Disney always Street. The
just
numbers.
Just look for 37 Disney Street and you'll find us. Same we shall be.
Same with TeePublic, Instagram, Facebook. All over the place.
All over shop.
But not on, what's that message board one called?
OnlyFans.
But not on subreddit because I don't really know what subreddit is.
Completely different show.
Yeah.
Oh my word. Mailbox at 37disneystreet.co.uk. If you've got a trip report or a video or some pictures or whatever, or if you want to tell us what we should be drinking in our tiki cups or. If you want to be grumpy about something,
if you want to complain about our accents.
Yeah, if you want to complain about the accents, if you want to file some kind of order to cease and desist because we're infringing on copyright, any of that sort of stuff, mailbox at 37disneystreet.co.uk.
Yeah. I do think one day we're going to have to change our name to 37 Happy Street.
Do you know why you don't see my retweet, Miriam? It's because I did it under my personal account. I'm going to do it again under this account. Right. So we will see you in 2 minutes if you are a patron. If not, we will see you next week for the 37 Disney Street Christmas party.
Wow. Ooh. Sounds like we're going to organise some stuff.
I know.
Yeah. I better get some of those festive fancies.
Until we'll then, talk about something. I've been Lucy and these have been the boys. Bye bye.
Oh,